Oh boy, it says we're live. What's going on, everyone? Aaron Negler with Cheesehead TV coming to you live on Wednesday afternoon. It is 4 p.m. Eastern. Going early today because we do have trivia coming up at 5:30 p.m. Eastern. Myself and Perry Goldstein will be shaking you down for 10 questions on Packers trivia. Come one, come all. It's a lot of fun each and every day. I saw Big B in here earlier talking about my dog, which you might be able to hear outside here in a little bit. I just heard some dogs fighting, but also, looking in the comments, I see Joy the Jaguar is studying for an algebra final. Wish I could help, but yeah, no dice. Definitely did not get the math gene over here. So you're on your own on that one, buddy. Let's see. How is my dog? My dog is great. He's outside somewhere arguing with other dogs, apparently. Nagler's new poodle is the new lampshade. That's an old one. Follow us on TikTok. That's right, people. Tyler throwing down on TikTok. Starting today, Cheesehead TV, taking over for my sorry ass on that platform. But, hey, we want to be everywhere Packers fans are, and Lord knows there's a ton of people on TikTok. So, undoubtedly, there are Packers fans on TikTok. So, follow us on TikTok. Search Cheesehead TV. Follow us. Get all the goodness there. Because that's what we do, man. That's what we're all about. Devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide, including the offseason, which, let's face it, this is the tough time. This is when there is traditionally not anything going on outside of off-season activities as far as the Packers are concerned. They're very much in a private mode, so to speak, even more so than usual since they're all quarantined at home. But not a ton of headlines, but we're still here to talk green and gold, still here to talk some Packers. Hello to everyone in the comment section. Good to see you all. Mike Daniels, come back. New Jersey football. I doubt Mike will be back in the green and gold unless there's a weird kind of rash of injuries. When Russ Ball restructured Rodgers' contract in December, did it make it easier to release Rodgers sooner? Did it maybe foreshadow the Love pick? No, that was very much about maneuverability. Basically, essentially what he did is he converted a bonus. And his cap hit, if he were to be released and or traded, doesn't change. Or if he were to be released, it doesn't change. The dead money on the cap is for the most part, not really affected. It's still like setting off an atomic bomb if you cut Rodgers at any point in the next kind of 2 years. So, yeah, it made it a bit easier to maneuver this season in 2020 as far as the cap goes. It gave them some breathing room, so to speak. But as far as the ability to move on from Rodgers, it really didn't have much to do with that. Ooh, over under 800 yards for Sternberger. Ooh. I'll go just under, let's say like 650, 700 or so. How's that? And a bunch of touchdowns, a bushel full of TDs. I don't know. I might not get an A in math, but I will definitely get a 10 out of 10 on Cheesehead TV trivia. That's what I am talking about. Brandy Lewis is here. What's up, Brandy? How you doing? When is Raji coming back? I wish I knew. Who has more TDs, Williams or Dylan? Ooh, Alex. Crystal ball question there. Give me Williams. I think Dylan will see the field, and he'll definitely be involved, and he'll be part of the rotation. But I think Williams will do a little bit more damage through the air, and therefore will get one or two more touchdowns. Hit like, click subscribe, then click share. That's what I'm talking about. Wise words. What are the chances Jones does not get signed? Oh, there are chances, no doubt about it. I tend to think it'll get done. As of right now, sitting here, May 20th, whatever, there's really no pressure and or deadline to get it done. But I do think it'll happen this offseason. I think before camp starts, whenever that happens to be, I think they'll get an extension done with Aaron Jones. I think it makes way too much sense for both parties. Now, you know, it's all dependent on how set Jones is on hitting the market, because he very well could. Obviously, he's got to get through the season healthy. He's only done that one time so far, the three attempts his NFL career. But yeah, if he's dead set on hitting the market and finding out his market value, then there's not much the Packers can do, because I don't think they're going to blow him away with an offer. They're not going to sign him to silly money. That's just nothing in their history would suggest that. But I do think there's enough interest on the part of both parties to get something done that makes sense. Like maybe it's a 2-year extension, you know, not a significant investment years wise, but gives him a little bit more security, a little bit more upfront money to keep him around for a few more years. That to me would make a lot of sense, but we'll see. Mark, thanks for the super chat. Just want you to know you and Grossi and are the goats as far as Packer fans go, and please don't ever change. Carry the G, everyone. Mark, that's incredibly kind of you to say. Thank you very much. Grossi is the man, no doubt about it. Weston, thank you for the super chat. I think Clark will test free agency and get more money elsewhere instead of signing this summer on a deal. I'm pretty sure this year is his big money. I'll be absolutely flabbergasted if the Packers don't sign him to a long-term extension this offseason. I'll be shocked if he hits free agency. I think the Packers will come in swinging heavy, and they will pay him big, big money. I know everyone's like anxious to get it done, but there's really no deadline up until camp starts. It'll get done this offseason. I have the utmost faith in Russ Ball and the Packers to get it done. But we'll see. You could be right. Maybe he plays this remainder, this last year of his contract out, and is determined to hit free agency and balls out. Yeah, that's a distinct possibility, no doubt about it, but I would be surprised. What's happening, Nags? Adam's greater than Thielen, right?
Yes.
Don't get me wrong. I think Adam Thielen's an immense talent. There's no doubt about it. But Devontae Adams is a better wide receiver. Come on. Come on. I'm not even like looking through green and gold glasses with that one, which I most usually am. With the pandemic going on, let's not forget the fact that the Vikings never won a Super Bowl and the Bears still suck. Go Pack Go. Cheers from Chicago. Tommy. Fantastic comment. Thank you very much. Micah Hyde hit free agency. That is correct because he never got an offer. I don't think that's going to be the case for Kenny Clark, but you never know. Now, Tony, there's no reason people have to choose. That's what's great about the internet. You can subscribe and watch whatever you want. If you prefer somebody over the other person, that's great. But there's enough Packer goodness for everybody on the internet. It's great. Nathan, thanks for the super chat. Oh my gosh, what a question. Name three current Packers and three former Packers you'd like to see on a special episode of Fear Factor and who wins. I've only ever seen Fear Factor in passing. I'm not entirely familiar with the show, but I'll go with current Packers being David Bakhtiari, Jair Alexander, and probably Adrian Amos. And then former Packers, I'll go with Tom Crabtree, Ezra Tuololo, and Johnny Blood. And I think the former Packers win. Riley, thanks for the super chat. Will my dream of Za'Darius Smith destroying defensive linemen as a fullback for a play ever come true? Well, that's hyper-specific. I doubt it, but you never know. Maybe they go in the Super Bowl a la the fridge with the Bears back in the day. I tend to doubt it, but you never, hell, you know. We got Julius Peppers on offense for a few plays back in the day. Why not Z, right? Nicholas, thanks for the super chat. Who do you like better in press conferences, Matt LaFleur or Mike McCarthy? They both have their strengths and weaknesses, no doubt about it. I don't know. Both were great to me, so I can't really, you know, pick between one or the other. I think Mike got a lot more comfortable, probably quicker and sooner than Matt has. I think Matt's always been kind of not, I don't know. He's not a dynamic public speaker. I don't think anybody watching him would dispute that. Mike was a lot more at ease at the podium, boring by design in his own words, but I think he could be really engaging at times. Whereas Matt is very much an automaton, very much one day at a time, football, blah, blah, blah. So I'm going to go with McCarthy, but I do think most of that is because McCarthy was used to it and doing it for so long. I think Matt will get there eventually. Brandy, I'll see you at trivia. Thanks for checking it out. Could we see the starting offensive line being Bakhtiari, Jenkins, Lindsley, Runyon, and Turner move to right tackle with Wagner being the backup? It's a possibility. I'd be very surprised, though. I think Wagner's not only a better tackle than Turner might be, but I think Wagner's probably a better player than Turner is. I know Wagner had a down year last year, but I do expect him to come in and win that job at right tackle. That doesn't mean it's an impossibility. Maybe that is how it ends up shaking out, but that's a pretty decent long shot. So are the Packers done making moves? That's a great question. It is the question of this chat. you know, it'll be interesting to see if anybody shakes out as far as either the defensive line, who they've already signed, Hester, or at cornerback. I think Tremaine Johnson's still sitting out there. He might be a guy they could put out on the boundary, kick Jair in the slot when they go nickel, or they have a particular slot receiver they want to cover with Jair. For the most part, I tend to think they will be more inclined to churn the bottom of the roster than make a significant top of the roster move, but you never know. Brian has surprised us before. But I tend to think, yeah, this is your team. We'll see. Let's see. What do the Packers need to do to beat the 49ers? Run the fucking ball. Both of those games, they put the onus on Aaron Rodgers, which to me, I'll never understand. Run Aaron Jones. Hell, run Jamal Williams. Run A.J. Dillon. Run the fucking ball. Control the clock. I don't think it's that difficult. You know, and this whole idea of like, oh, well, you know, they get in second and third and long and blah, blah, blah. They showed in both of those games they can be effective on the ground. They just didn't stick with it and they didn't open with it. They came out both times trying to throw the ball over the yard, spreading things out, condense formations, run the fucking ball. Sorry for the language, but God, it just gets my goat. Early prediction, I think Runyon wins the right guard job in training camp. Just a hunch. Mike, I've been saying it since he got drafted. I very much agree. Do I think Mike Daniels or Snacks is the more likely pickup? I think both are pretty big long shots. But of the two, I think Snacks is probably more likely than Mike Daniels coming back. Do I think Rashawn will have an impact on the run versus the run this season? I hope so. I very, very much hope so. His physicality, you would think, would lend itself to being able to hold up at the point of attack, hopefully shed some blocks and make some tackles at the line, if not behind the line of scrimmage. He's got some, you know, a ways to go as far as learning that position, standing up, etc. But I think he's got the raw ability to really help them in that regard. But, you know, his play's got to improve. He's got to develop. And the only way, and I keep saying this, the only way that happens is if he plays. He's got to get on the field. What happens if Green Bay exceeds the cap? Well, they get penalized. Eventually, you lose a draft pick, but that would never happen with Russ Ball. Jake Hansen will be the center next year after not signing Corey. Sadly, I do suspect that is going to be the case. I will be very surprised if Lindsley is brought back after this season, which makes me sad. You guys know we love Corey. We love what he's brought to Green Bay. But it's pretty clear after the selection of three offensive linemen on day three, one of them being a center, the extension given to Lucas Patrick, the writing certainly seems to be on the wall for Lindsley's exit after this season. How many wide receivers do you think will be on the roster? Could it be less of a focus this year? Yeah, I mean, that's something I alluded to immediately after the draft, where I think Packers fans have to kind of shift. You know, it's a paradigm shift, right? We're so used to Ted Thompson providing all these wide receivers to Mike McCarthy because they ran three, four, even five wide receiver sets all the time. Whereas with LaFleur's offense, you don't have that many, you know, wide receivers on the field. You just don't utilize that position as much. So it's still a necessary position, obviously, but I think I wouldn't be surprised if they went with five. You know, now who those five are, I have no idea, but we'll see. The days of keeping six, even seven wide receivers are in the rearview mirror. No doubt about it. Sociable, too early? Hey, Matt, what's up? I'll be having my first beverage, my first alcoholic beverage, during trivia. So stop on by at 5:30 Eastern. Speaking of which, I'm going to have to jump because I have to get ready for trivia. I wanted to do this early because then I'm busy tonight. But I wanted to jump on, say, hey, what's up, Packers fans? Thanks for following along this offseason. Please hit like, hit subscribe, tell your friends, tell your family. Cheesehead TV, we're devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. I'll see you at trivia. Have a great night. Go Pack, go.